So it's for your emphasis. In other words, that energy is to release your belief in polarized reality, in English duality, the belief in separation. So you're trying to get your life to simulate, work, function for you, create divine solutions, as if there's really a world out there, like you're still believing in the linear. Understandably so, I get that. However, consider yourself promoted, where to play, to succeed, to bring yourself into highest advantage that brings forth your next rites of passage, your next entitlements. It's really about playing with full integration, where as you will receive those energies and really sort of allow them to free yourself to embody them, you're going to realize there's no separation. Everybody's your mirror. Everyone's your teacher. And as you step into that new attainment, and say your name again, please.
Helen.
Opportunity beckons. Opportunity beckons. So in English, you got a little bit of work to do. It's amazing work. It's perfect work. It's like you're ready for it. It's a huge compliment. So does that make sense?
Sort of.
I knew you were going to say
that. How can I pull stuff out of the closet and integrate more? Is there anything else I need to do? Can they give me some more info on that?
Uh-huh. And say your name again, please.
Helen.
What do you believe is true? The Lover's card. I was just rearranging stuff on my desk and the Lover's card fell out. What do you believe is true? Do you really believe there's a reality out there? Do you believe in this world, or do you believe that it is phenomena, that it's a dream state? The Buddha's...
It's a dream state.
All right. So they're saying permit yourself to go then. In other words, it's about... Give you some more words. And say your name again, please.
Helen.
See, nobody is separate from you, which means everything you see about another is really what you're considering about yourself. So when you're still holding judgment, it's like, oh gosh, it's sort of like when I get frustrated with people. What I'm frustrated with, by and large, is that they're still following their ego. And I find that very frustrating sometimes, because it's my own frustration with myself that I still follow ego. So once I get that, I can open up my heart to them again, and I can open up my heart to myself again. So it's where, like, the opportunity for self-expression, in other words, the opportunity for self-liberation, is always present. In English, what they're doing is helping you to live from your heart, to open up your heart to all. And so they had me give that example where, despite the fact that I do this and I'm so very helpful, I watch myself have bitterness to others, where I forget that I'm really dreaming them and they're all really me and there is no separation, and I'm still living out of my ego when I do that. So the idea isn't to chastise myself, and the idea isn't to blame myself for that. It's more of realizing that there's actually a higher approach that's readily available, as I will assist myself. In other words, I have free will, and only I can choose it. So I've got all the masters in attendance 24/7 over here, but I have to choose it. And they sit there watching me, waiting to see what I'll choose. So that's how I feel about you. I feel like you have a great advantage when we say a hobby, that they're waiting for you to fully activate and access.
So when you said channeling earlier in the message, I'm going to be channeling, or I'm already channeling, not knowing?
And say your name again, please.
Helen.
You're channeling light language. You're bringing in light. And the point is, as you will sort of honor those light codes, really realize you're bringing in, it's sort of like you're taking vitamins or whatever, and you take those vitamins to make you stronger, to make you healthy. So it's realizing that you, okay, your question is, are you or will you be? Well, depending on your emphasis, you're in process as you open up to it, as you abide by it, as you, I just saw all these lights going by, as you teach yourself the coursework to love. In English, it's out of 3D into the higher heart. It's a process. You don't have to be perfect. And say your name one more time, please.
Helen.
But it's for you to take effect of full advantage. So in other words, realize that you're being taught a new language. Realize you're being taught a new way of existing on Earth, in English, I would say. Does that help?
Yes, it does. And I've been having a lot of like really strong, vivid dreams. Like they're so real.
Uh-huh.
Can they, do they have anything to add to that?
And say your first name.
Helen.
Gosh, you're a busy lady. You're being taught. You're being shown things. So they're dreams of correction. They're dreams of correction. So you're being shown something in the dream. So then when you play out the dream called life, you'll get the right answers. So I'll give you an example. So if I dream of something where I need to have, I need to forgive somebody, it's like I'll get that in the dream. So then in my waking life, I'll figure that out here.
So right, you don't, I had a dream. I was in church. It was really like strong. It was so real. I mean, all of them were, but this one was really stood out. I was in a church and it was really peaceful. And there was a dove in there with me, and it was me and the dove. And I was like, oh my goodness, I want to help the dove, and I don't want him to be stuck in here. And then I woke
all right.
up, but it was
perfect.
So real.
Perfect. So the dove is Holy Spirit, sweetheart. The dove is Holy Spirit. It's Christ consciousness. So that's the point. You don't want your Christ consciousness to be held in under lock and key. You want to let it out. Get it?
Yes.
Awesome. All right. Much love, sweetheart.
Okay. Much love. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hi, Carmen.
Hello.
Hey. How are you?
I'm good. Whatever you'd like to share, please.
Okay. You're on my to-do list, so I will email you after. And say your first name.
Carmen.
I see you taking a train. Keep rocking and rolling. Keep exploring. Keep, they're saying, oh God, it was My Cousin Vinny, some movie. And, he was being an attorney trying to get the witness to say something. He's like, shout it out if you know the answer. So that's what they want you to do. Shout it out if you know the answer. So in other words, keep going. They are so pleased with you. They're so proud of you. You're coming upon your own ownership. When I look at you, you literally look like you're on a radio show, hosting a radio show. My very strong feeling is you will be of some sort in a short period of time. And say your name again, please.
Carmen.
Gosh, you're learning to walk. I literally had you on stilts. So it's like you're learning to walk. But here's the grooviest part about that. Those stilts were not tall. So when you think of stilts, like a guy in a stilt in a circus, it's usually very, very tall. And they weren't. They were like shoulder height, but you're still learning to walk, which is beautiful. You're learning to arrive. You're learning how to have self-respect. You're learning how to have dignity. So what I was going to email you is when I posted your thing, all these people liked it and a couple shared it. And then someone wants your information because they're looking for an astrologer. So I need to get that to send that to them. So that's what I was going to email you about. Oh gosh, let me see what else I want to tell you. And say your name again, please.
Carmen.
I see you doing a radio show. I see you doing some kind of broadcast, some kind of show. Gosh, you're doing it. You're doing it. You're doing it. Remember, this is a dream, so it's not so much, how do I say this? It's your perception of self. It's your divine privilege. It's your receiving yourself and your accuracy and your truth and your alignment and your knowing and your trust. And it's like every time I said any of those words, I had like some kind of instrument where I was like chipping away, like every single time, every single movement. We think it doesn't matter, but every focus of consciousness matters because it's a game of consciousness. And what you're learning to do is align with the truth of self, because once you see it, then you own it, then you establish it, then you broadcast it. And say your name again, please.
Carmen.
Rite of passage. Rite of passage. Perfect. Keep going. Perfect, perfect, perfect. And do you have a question?
Yeah, I guess. It kind of, so I did another Zoom, astrology, and I was nervous Saturday. It's so funny because I spend like a week and a half, like 10 hours a day working on this, making sure it's what I want to say. And then the day comes and I'm just so nervous. And so it was really nice because I spent some time in nature and owning that I'm okay to, share my perspective. And then, so I did it, and then Sunday, it's not that I get sad, it's just that it's like, I don't know any artists, but I would imagine like an artist, they make a sculpture, they make a painting, and then when they're done, it's like, okay, start all over again, next blank canvas, and it's almost like putting the last creation to rest almost, so there's almost like a, I don't want to say sadness, but it's kind of sad. Like on one hand, I'm really proud that I did it, but the next, I'm like, oh, it's done. All that effort and into that creation, and then I just have to put it aside and move on to the next. And I sort of have to will myself. It's like I enjoy astrology, but I almost have to will myself to keep going on because there's a sadness that I'm just letting this past one go. And so I was wondering if there was anything about that.
And say your first name, please.
Carmen.
It's really a buildup of energies because of the fear that you're working with. So you're going to find, and say your name again, please. After a few follow-throughs, that will dissipate. In other words, you're working with a lot of energy to process all of the anticipation. So you're processing a lot of old, they're saying a little old hysteria, so self-doubt or whatever. And so after that, it's almost like you're fatigued. They're showing me that I actually went through that when I was in finals in college or whatever, where it's like when it's done, it's just like a weird feeling. But regardless, most importantly, and say your name again, please.
Carmen.
You're moving on to stardom. So you're working through trash. You're working through old history. You're working through old derivatives, so fear and all that. And it leaves, it just sort of burns you up. It just uses up a lot of your energy. So it's a little bit of, there's a word for it, I can't think of it. But regardless, there's a feeling of like that letdown when all that adrenaline's over, all that fear's over. But here's what I want to say to you, and say your name one more time, please.
Carmen.
I don't even have to pull a card, but I did, interesting. Because as I was pulling it, they're showing me the card, believe and succeed. So again, positive, you're doing great, keep going. But that experience will be less and less as you continue. But then when I did pull a card for fun, I got take the lead. Everything I feel about you, like you're doing great. You're using a lot of energy, just working through the fear is what it is. So you got all the adrenaline going and then this like that letdown. But that's going to pass. And they're showing me a lion. So it's like that bravery and that courage. And they're showing me the Oracle card of strength. With the infinity symbol above her, like she's got God on her side. She's got God on her side. That's very much how I feel about you. You're just working out the kinks. And I guess that's why they're showing me like that radio broadcast. Like you're actually doing great. You're actually doing great. It's using up everything in you right now. But you're actually doing great. And the last one that you did, I had, that was that birthday dinner that we were talking about with the candles. So I was not able to attend because it was when they were coming over for the dinner. But I was like, I was sending that light to you. I was sending that energy to you for you to receive that. You're well on your way. You're well on your way. So as you slip into something comfortable, in other words, as you get more comfortable with your response system, you're just going to be on your way. So beautiful. And again, I'm sure I mentioned this like a million times. When I first started these things, I had so much fear when I first started. I mean, you would just thought I was going to throw up. And the first 30 seconds, I was disassociating. Like, I had so much fear I wasn't even present until the energy started coming through. And then it's like, oh, okay, this is okay. I can do this.
I can relate to that. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
All right. Oh, much love. All right. Perry, how may we help you?
Hey.
Hi, sweetheart. How may we help you?
A message.
Okay. And say your first name.
Mary.
Well, when you first said your name, I saw a step stool. And they're like, step on the step stool. Like, she needs to step up. She needs to step up. Which I totally get, just tuning into your energy. But say your name again, please.
Perry.
You're entitled to freedom. You're entitled to freedom. You're entitled to higher broadcast. You're entitled to true revelation. All right, let me see how we can help. And say your name one more time, please.
Perry.
Really? I know I've said this, probably the first thing I ever said to you, but the more you can really appreciate your abilities, who you are. When I say abilities, I don't mean like if you're a healer or whatever, but just in terms of your true respect for the light, your true understanding of the purpose of establishment. In other words, we're all divine incarnate. It's what we are. And all this plagiarism, in other words, all this false fantasy, it's not real. It's not fun to go through, but it's really not real. So what we're all doing is weaving with light and remembering our truth and coming together to awaken ourselves and wake up from this dream world. So the more that you can, they keep saying this, the more that you can entitle yourself. In other words, have appreciation for self. They're saying it's a must, love. Love, but here it's not romantic love. It's like partnership with self, appreciation of self. You deserve so much. You have to entitle yourself. So you have to respect yourself for it. You have, and this is where, unfortunately, that's my words, not theirs. But if you have someone with a lot of ego, they can create all kinds of stuff with those lower energies because they are entitling themselves. So unfortunately, again, only my word, those of a spiritual slant, because we're so devoted and because we have these lifetimes of sacrifice and, you know, material wealth is not spiritual or whatever, we really put ourselves at a disadvantage very often, where those that should be the highest often so downplay their emphasis to try to be humble that they're not in alignment with their grace or establishment. And that's how I feel about you. So you're the best of the best of the best. So it's really about coming on board in terms of that refined pleasure, in terms of that love and appreciation of self. I've got green all around you. I've got green healing energy all around you. So my very strong feeling is spirit is there supporting your remembrance. So this is really about having appreciation for self. You know, sometimes spirit would just slam dunk me, honestly, where I wasn't getting this. And they would have me see others that really were full of ego, but boy, did they have pride, pride of a peacock. And I got it. I got it. I thought, wait a minute. If they can feel good about myself, themselves, why can't I? I don't know how to explain it, but it was like, it was almost like shock therapy. But I got the memo. I got the memo. So spirit adores you. I mean, I can't even begin to explain. You know, like that thing, like, let me count the ways of how much I love my lover. That's how spirit feels about you. Like, I could sit here and I could write your list of all the reasons to appreciate yourself. I would have 40 things. Like, in a second, boom, 40 things. So this is about self-acknowledgement. Or maybe like Louise Hay material or something. But anything where you see yourself as your own prize, or literally showing me a rose. And again, spiritual flower, highest spiritual flower. And like, for every petal, they have something positive to say about you. It's for you to receive that. They're literally showing me like a mother bird and a little baby bird, where it feeds a little, like, open your mouth, and it feeds a little bird. So they can't force feed you, is what they're trying to say. You know, like, they don't want to hurt your larynx. They can't force feed you. So it's about you really emphasizing that. And it may be slow going in the beginning, and that's okay. That's okay. Because this is a game of endurance. And the more that you play the part, the more that you come on board, the more that you shift into true commodity. I promise you, I so understand everything I'm saying to you, because I promise you, I literally went through this experience. And I still am to some extent, but it's like, wow, oh gosh. So they're showing me the, what the heck do you call that? That walking sidewalk thing. They have that, I guess, in Florida, but when I was in Atlanta, I always took that, where you just get on this sidewalk, but it does the walking for you in the airport. So the point being, slow starts are just as relevant. Don't feel like if you're not running a marathon, you're not making a difference. You stop short way too quickly. I promise you, I don't know what you're doing, but you do a good job, but you feel like such a slow start, or it's just a little bit. How much is this going to matter? It is. It is. Every little teeny tiny thing does matter. My very strong feeling is you're doing better than you think you are. If you can acknowledge it, if you really can start acknowledging, like, imagine you have this little child, or you had like a pet, you know, and the pet learned to use the litter, or whatever it was. It was like, good job. Like, you would acknowledge it. You need to acknowledge yourself more. I promise you, you're doing way better than you think you are. Your mind takes out of advantage. That's what I want to say. You do these like self-promotional things, whatever they are, they're good. But then you lose points because your mind sort of like knocks it down or takes away points, or I don't know what you're doing. But you're actually doing well. So when I just said you're doing well, I had energy going through my entire body confirming that. So this is about self-pleasing. This is about self-advantage. Really allow yourself to stand out. Imagine you were taking care of a pet or whatever. It's like, really appreciate yourself. I can't even explain to you. I'll leave you with this. It's like one of those things where the last will be first kind of things. Like spirit will promote you. I guarantee it. As you will promote yourself. And I just pulled two cards. I'll leave you with this. I pulled solar plexus. Imagine that. And I pulled strengthening bond. So as you will promote yourself, spirit will promote you. I guarantee you. I guarantee you. So again, showing me like the little engine that could. Like, I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. You're doing better than you realize. Just keep going. Keep self-promoting. You are so loved. So loved. And do you have a question?
Okay, so when you say self-promoting,
yes,
it really just means what you were talking about just nurturing myself and caring,
yes,
for myself like I was a small child. Or
yes, your perception of self. Your perception of self to self. Self-talk.
And then as I do this,
self-talk. So if I would be like, Nicole, I can't believe you didn't do this. It would be like, well, I did this and I'm going to do a little bit of that next time. Like anything, like watch your self-talk and make it positive. When you see a negative statement, add a positive one. Add yet. But a little bit will go a long way, because as you set the bar, as you set the emphasis, spirit will play ball with you.
And then I will also be able to live like a 5D kind of reality.
Oh, sweetheart, you already do. That's the funny thing about you. You're already there. You're already there. The problem is you haven't finished healing your mind, so you don't get to experience it a lot. But you've already received the codes. You actually are already in 5D. You are already in 5D. You just don't get to enjoy it because you're too busy still dealing with the mind. That's all. You're already there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. So much love, sweetheart. You're so deserving. Nurturance.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Love you. Thank you.
You too. Hi, Jenny.
Hey, Nicole.
Hi. How may we help you?
Could I have a message, please?
Of course. Own your power. Own your power. Oh, my gosh. You are a force to reckon with. You really are a force to reckon with. You're learning how to establish that. You're learning how to come into alignment with that. It's a little bit of the message from Perry is left over for you in terms of really looking at that self-talk. And be very proud of yourself when you do it. It's sort of like, okay, like imagine having a new game for the kids. Like, okay, we're now going to do this. So that's what you're doing with yourself. Make it a game, because then there's no punishment, there's no discipline, there's no right or wrong, there's no authority. It's more so of putting yourself in the advantage, So make it a game to monitor the thoughts and just notice with interest. It's like, what's going on in here? How am I talking to myself during the day? And just like you're sorting laundry, it's like, okay, this goes here, this goes there. And so it's the same thing. Put yourself into your advantage and just notice. And just notice that it's sort of like you, like imagine decorating your house and it's like pretty good, but I think I'm going to hire an interior decorator because I need a little help. So they would come and look at what you've done. And they're like, okay, this looks good, but you know, you could do this with this and give you some ideas. So it's that kind of loving. It's got to be loving interest where you're sort of like the interior decorator coming into your house of mind. And you're sort of having a look-see. So seeing how things are going, well, this is good, but you know, with this, why don't we do it this way? So the more that you can recognize you're entitled, the more you can recognize your, when I say entitled, I mean like you're ready for the upgrade. You're ready for, I don't like upgrade, it puts pressure. You're ready for the transition. That feels better. You're ready for the transition. Like, you're up to this. You're ready for this. You've done all your preparation work. So like from that interior designer example, she sent you swatches. She sent you different things so that you could, you know, figure out what colors you like or styles. Like, you had some homework to do ahead of time. So it's the same thing where you've done your homework. So now you're ready for this part. The more you can receive that, to realize that you're ready for this opening, you're ready for this transition, you're ready for this acknowledgement, it's going to be easier than you realize. Easier than you realize. They're saying expect miracles, expect miracles. It's so beautiful. I just see me going to college, and it's like, I'm ready for college. Here I am. That's how I feel about you. So the college is significant in the sense that, okay, so this is higher learning. Like, I've learned the other things, but now this is like deeper studying, theoretically at least. So it's the same thing with you. It's like you're ready for the higher learning. The more that you can receive that in acknowledgement, in brilliance, in true appreciation, this is very important, appreciation of your entitlement. In other words, how far you've already come, how much work you've already put in. Please acknowledge that. Then this will sort of like this next step or this rite of passage will follow through unimpeded. And do you have a question?
So it's just watching the thoughts?
Yes. When you remember, here's another thing. They don't want you to put pressure on yourself. They're very insistent upon this. So when the thought comes to do that, so it's just like divine timing. When it occurs to you, when it's pointed out to you, they're going to show you like, okay, now this pattern is one that you can easily change, that kind of thing.
Okay, thank you. Can I ask a quick question?
Sure.
I've just been feeling really, 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 really tired lately. I think vivid dreams, a lot of them I believe are clearing dreams or just, you know, me talking to myself. But I don't know, I'm getting like 8+ hours of sleep and I just feel drained, so energetically drained, and I don't know if there's any guidance or support to help shift that.
I would try my Qigong Miracle Man personally, because that's what I do when I feel that way.
Okay.
It's honestly the only reason why I'm able to do all the groups that I do is I check in with him before I do my attunements or whatever. So I'll send the link if you don't have it. He's the one with
the... You sent him to me a while ago. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So that's what I mean, there are other ones too. He's just one out of many, but that's just the one I was used to do. But what I find, I'll do that up to 3 times. But after 2 times, like one cycle, it's only like 10 minutes maybe, but I'll just keep replaying it and I'll feel the shift where, oh, I feel better, thank goodness. So I would do that because there's a lot of energies, as we know. I mean, there's a lot of fear running around and we're all such empaths. So this would be a really good time to attend to your energetic maintenance. So that's the first thing I would say. Let me see what else I can tell you. And say your name again, please.
Jennifer.
watch your input. Watch your input output. So whether you're worried about friends, whether you're checking into Google News too often, there's something about the energies that you're taking in. So just okay. Notice that. Don't go into fear for others. Go into faith for others. Know that everyone's calling in whatever they're experiencing for their best and highest good. Just notice where you're giving away your higher advantage. And so when you notice it, you'll make the shift.
Definitely people, not news or anything. I feel like a lot of people are in a difficult way for different reasons, and it's hard for me to not want to fix them. You know what I mean?
Right. So you want to remember that they've called it forth for their advancement.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Thanks so much for your time, as always.
You're welcome. One more thing. Make sure that you don't play fixer. So what you're doing is you're holding the higher light. You're not taking on the responsibility of it.
Yeah, I've been working with that one for a while.
Yeah, me too, sweetheart.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Hi, Tom. Tom, are you there, sweetheart? We'll give him a minute. Tom, are you there? Okay, we will assume he is not there. So that would conclude, everybody. Let me just close. Indeed, we bring forth renewal. We bring forth light. We bring forth clear advantage. Yes? Allow yourselves to receive the streamed in light. Allow yourselves to receive the renewal. Allow yourselves to advance into true remembrance, true privilege, true honor. Receive that honor, as we were stating with Perry. Allow the truth of self to be heard, to be emphasized, to be witnessed. You are appreciated by many beyond your current understanding. Until next time, we remain. Namaste. So thank you, everyone, for participating, participating both ways, both in our sessions, but participating in terms of aligning with your strength, aligning with your light. It's so true what they said, that it affects consciousness here and abroad beyond our current understanding. We light up the world. We offer that remembrance to others. You may be trying to order something on Amazon and having conversation with customer service. Remember that there's a specific reason that particular person is helping you, because you're there to help them. So I want to leave with this message. I had to take an errand and go get something, and I was very aware that the reason someone was serving me is because I was sent to serve them. And so I was very aware that I was there to hold the light, hold the establishment. Now I want to explain something. This is different than what we were sharing with Jenny, where she's taking ownership and concern. So it was more so of recognizing that spirit needed someone to bring that woman good medicine. So I suddenly arrived to be the candle, to be the upgraded allowance, so it would dissipate her fears. It would dissipate everything that she was holding. So when I saw that in terms of grace, she was receiving grace through my traveling, through my emphasis. And again, not me, but spirit's advantage, the energy that I hold or we hold. Then it really helps you to understand who you are and the service that you're providing. We're not waiting for our book to come out or radio show to come out or whatever it is. Before we get to work. Every interaction, there's no accident whose spirit sends us in our lives. So they wanted me to share that. All right, so that being said, we have our free attunement tonight at 7. And again, my apologies, Monday night did not work, but otherwise it does. Let's see. And then tomorrow night, Wednesday, I normally have group, but I'm not going to be able to have group tomorrow night. So we're going to skip tomorrow night, which is Wednesday, but we will return for channeling group Thursday. So Thursday at 7 is channeling group. And then starting on Friday, we go back to the free attunements at 7. So much love to all. Many blessings. Bye.